The Ravages of Rum, America. From the Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. As the Indians are extremely apt to get drunk, and when so, are very quarrelsome and disorderly, we strictly forbade selling any liquor to them. And when they complained of this restriction, we told them that if they would continue sober during the negotiations over the treaty, we would give them plenty of rum when the business was over. They promised this and kept their promise because they could get no liquor. And the negotiations were conducted in a very orderly fashion and concluded to mutual satisfaction. They then claimed and received the rum. This was in the afternoon. In the evening, hearing a great noise among them, the commissioners walked out to see what the matter was. We found they had made a great bonfire in the middle of the square. They were all drunk, men and women, quarreling and fighting. Their dark-colored bodies, half-naked, seen only by the gloomy light of the bonfire, running after and beating one another with firebrands, accompanied by their horrid yelling, formed a scene best resembling our ideas of hell. There was no appeasing the tumult, and we retired to our lodging. At midnight, a number of them came thundering at our door, demanding more rum, of which we took no notice. The next day, sensible that they had misbehaved, they sent three of their old counselors to make their apology. The orator acknowledged the fault, but laid it upon the rum, and then endeavored to excuse the rum by saying, "The Great Spirit, who made all things, made everything for some use. And whatever use he designed anything for, that use it should always be put to. Now when he made rum, he said, 'Let this be for the Indians to get drunk with.' And so it must be. And indeed, if it be the design of Providence to extirpate these savages in order to make room for cultivators of the earth, it seems not improbable that rum may be the appointed means."